Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Kyla, Peyton Kennedy to Martinez, kick out, three attempt, bang, got a nice answer. Kennedy Calhoun.
There you go. How about that? A little women's basketball for you from St. Louis University. That's Kennedy Calhoun, a senior. She played in every single game last season, helping St. Louis University to the WNIT championship. Joe Pott back inside the Stiefel Sports Studio, and we're happy to be joined by the head women's basketball coach at St. Louis University. Going into year number three, Rebecca Tillett, thanks for taking some time this morning.
Hello, Joe. So great to hear from you, and thanks for spending some time thinking about our women.
Of course, of course. Building a program, that's obviously where you're at, and that's something that has been highly successful at St. Louis University the last couple of years in that building portion. You win the A-10 championship in 2023, get an NCAA, a taste of the NCAA tournament. Last year, get into the WNIT, make that run all the way to the title. How has the summer been? How has the building been coming off that WNIT title?
Yeah, the summer's been great. You know, this is a really veteran group. That's what I keep reminding them. We've got eight returners, and then we've infused some new young talent as well, four freshmen who we're really, really excited about. So you get to see those upperclassmen nurture the new players, and you see the humor and innocence that comes with freshmen and some of the questions they ask, both, you know, strategically around basketball, but also about transitioning to college life.
And coach, with a veteran group, of course, comes expectations, and going into year three, the expectations are a little bit higher. How do you address that? What do you talk to your team about those expectations and not necessarily living up to the outside expectations, but your own expectations?
Yeah, you know, I think we talk about expectations as healthy pressure, right? You earn the opportunity to be in those big games. And we talk throughout the year, even beginning in the summer and now through the fall, that each opportunity that we have to prepare together is preparation for those really big moments. And we don't want to take them for granted. We want to put everything into those moments. I think one of the big lessons of last year, and maybe why it took us a little bit longer to get going than we thought our team would take to take that championship path, is that when you win one championship, sometimes you as a group collectively think you get to start farther ahead on the next journey. And we've been really clear with this team. We're at the bottom of the mountain, starting a new journey with all of the lessons of last year to help guide the way.
Yeah, that's I think that's an interesting take. It's yes, building on last year, but this is a new mountain, right?
That's right. And you think about people that do hike, right? Like, you know the path, but then you might know, hey, I need more water on this side of the path, or I need to have a snack at this point. And it's the same thing in terms of how we attack challenges together as a group.
Rebecca Tillett with us here on the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning. Earlier this week, the non-conference schedule announced 13 non-conference games, and you're going to start with a bang. 4 out of 5 on the road. I don't care where you're at, what level, that's a challenge in of itself.
It is a challenge. You know, I do, you know, think it's good that we ended last year, right? 5 of 6 yep. on the road with the WNIT, and this is such a veteran group that, you know, hopefully they're going to remember some of those lessons. Really excited about, you know, the group of non-conference opponents we have. And, you know, I've talked about this in the past, but how you build that non-conference schedule, there's so many factors that you think about, right? Number of home games, types of opponents. What style of play are we going to see that's going to best prepare us for the A-10 and for an NCAA tournament run? And we feel like we've done that. And, yeah, we'll be tested early, and we think a veteran group is the best type of group to test early.
And there's a couple of MTEs, some tournaments on there. You're going to be out in California right around Thanksgiving, not the worst place to be in November.
Really exciting. And for quite a few of us, myself included, first time in California.
Oh, cool. And yeah.
As many places as basketball has taken me and the women on our team and our staff, quite a few of us haven't been to California. So that'll be exciting. And then to play, you know, against USC and star power and Juju, like, you know, that's just an incredible opportunity for us.
And that has to be part of your consideration as well, right? The experience for your team and for your student athletes, just the experience in general. As you said, for a lot of folks, you're getting to see California for the first time.
Yes, and we've got a couple former teachers on staff too, right? Like, that's never going to leave us,
right?
Being educators. And how do we give these young women opportunities both on the court and off the court as we travel?
It's amazing the schedule, the season is fast approaching, but you have a nice event coming up, Billiken basketball event on the 27th. It's going to be all part of the homecoming and family weekend at Chaffetz Arena. What can fans expect coming up here in that weekend, just a couple weeks from now?
Yeah, you know, I think fans can expect a great opportunity to interact with both our women's team and our men's team. High energy. There's a lot of excitement surrounding both programs. We all really enjoy working with Josh. Quite a few of our women have observed practices. I've been in practice meetings with him. He's a real fan of the women's game as well as the men's game. So I think it's going to be a really special night and time for all of us to get together and kick it off.
You mentioned that. You mentioned Coach Schertz, and obviously a lot of hype around the men's program. How much does that benefit the women's program as well? Because it's sort of a, you know, the tide rises all boats, right? And so it I'm sure that it feels like you can feel the buzz within your program as well.
Absolutely. I think it's a mutual respect between both programs. Both, you know, leaders in this program, right? The men and the women on the team are both driving their teams forward towards championship pursuits. And so when you surround yourself, right, with people that are like-minded in that way, certainly men's and women's soccer, baseball and softball, you know, we've got a lot of programs striving for excellence together. And that puts, you know, all of us in a position to be better. And then Coach Schertz, just his positivity, his contagious personality for the love of the game, I think is, you know, permeating the building.
I hear from so many people that get a chance to come out to your games at Chaffetz Arena, and I think this is true of the women's game in general, that just the approachability, how many opportunities they have, whether it's after a game to talk to some of the players, maybe even grab an autograph. That approachability is a big deal to the moms and the dads, parents like myself, to get a chance for their kids to kind of take in the sport, isn't it?
You know, I think it's one of our favorite moments, right, after the game ends, right? Our fans are there for us, especially our young fans, whether it's a successful night or a night where we learned a lot of lessons together, right? It's that great reminder of these young people out in, you know, on Chaffetz Arena court, you know, getting autographs signed or T-shirts signed or looking up to those people who they one day want to become, whatever field or sport they decide to go in. So those are really special moments for us, especially with the addition of the ability for young fans to buy student athletes' jerseys now. We've gotten pictures from young fans wearing Brooklyn Gray's jersey, like going into the supermarket. Like, that's right. So it's so neat to just see those opportunities, both for our student athletes and then, of course, for the young people that we have a chance to influence and inspire.
Very, very cool. Rebecca Tillett, the basketball, the Billikens basketball night is September 27th. That is free at Chaffetz Arena. Coming off back-to-back tournament titles, the A-10 a couple of years ago, the WNIT this past year. Wish you all the best in season number 3. Plenty of games are going to be here, by the way, on KMOX, so fans are going to be able to listen to those games as well. Coach Tillett, I appreciate you taking some time this morning.
We appreciate the coverage always, Joe, and thank you for your support of women's sports. And yeah, let's all go get number three together.
Without a doubt. Rebecca Tillett with us here. We appreciate her time. We've got more to do. We've got Bernie Mikulas coming up on the other side of the break. It is the Graybar Sports Open Line on a Sunday morning. I'm Joe Pott from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio. We're coming back on Camo X.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.